Salutations.
Yes, salutations, brothers and sisters. How y'all doing?
How you doing today? You're tuned in to QKJJ. I'm Queen Jam.
And I'm King Jerry.
Oh my goodness, you guys. It has been a week.
Say it again, Queen. It's been a what?
It's been a week. Uh-huh. It's been a long week. We had a lot to do this week, so this episode was pushed back a little bit. We wanted to get some things prepared for you guys, as you just heard that wonderfully produced instrumental by us truly. Produced.
Queen. Okay. We can go ahead and add that to our list, which means Black Excellence. We're gonna go ahead and add that on there.
Add that to our list of things that we do on a regular.
So, officially, producers, go ahead and check that, y'all.
Check that off our list. We're producers right now, so it just felt good to get that done, and it's something we've been working on, just trying to find the right platform to do it, babe.
But regardless, though, with that being said, we're introducing new things as we keep going further and further, and we really do appreciate you tuning in. And yes. With that being said, let's keep this energy flowing, Queen.
Yes.
So when it comes to your week, I know we said that it was pretty pretty hectic, you know. When it comes to something special and new that we had going on, go ahead, Queen. Let them know what's up.
So, you guys, I know you're probably looking at... Well, you're probably not looking at your phone right now. I don't really look at my phone when I'm listening to podcasts because it's just one still photo. But you will see that our photo we took this weekend... Or actually this week. It was a couple days ago. We took this week and we went hiking to a hiking trail right near us because, like we told you, recently moved and... We're in a better area where we can take advantage of everything that is there. And we have walking trails that lead us up these gorgeous mountains and just give us these wonderful views to look at. So we decided to go ahead and hike up that mountain and see what pictures from that view would look like. And we decided that, I mean, it looked amazing, I think.
And we definitely want some responses back from you all to let us know what you think. Do you think that we're too far? Do we need to pull a little bit back? What all do you exactly want from us? So that way we can build ourselves a little bit better. But
yes, because with every piece of information that you give us, every little comment and concern, we'll grow as people. That's what we're all here to do. We're here to grow. We're here to learn. We're here to think. We're here to embrace. So let's get it done. Let's get it done together. But
that's right.
What did you think, King? We went on that hike. We had, that was our second time taking that trail because we didn't get to our destination the first time. We're not going to go into detail. But the trail is the Appalachian Trail. Goes all the way to Maine. So we were... Not halfway to Maine, but we were walking in that direction, and we just didn't get to our first destination we were supposed to get to.
Yeah. With that being said, I mean, the first go-around was an adventure. I like the way it's supposed to when you're introducing yourself into a new environment in general. It's something to get used to. But the second time around, which is always good that you don't give up, but the second time around... it was beautiful because we were able to really take our time and gather ourselves, especially when it comes to the enjoyment of nature. I think that's something that everyone should take the time to do, is even if it's just your backyard, park that's, you know, that's close by, or if you do have the chance to, you know, take the time and really dive deep. But the second go around, I mean, beautiful. The weather was nice.
Yes.
Peaceful. The individuals that we saw passing on that same trail too, it was a lot of good energy. And that's what we like to focus on, that energy. It was just beautiful. If you would like to see what that trail looks like, so if you would like to utilize, we definitely have some pictures there. Just, you know, hit us up on QK.
Yes, at QKJJ on Instagram. I posted some pictures there. I'm going to post some more pictures. I need to post a picture of King because he has a couple pictures with his massive hair out and just looking good up on the mountain. So I want to post more and more pictures, but just hit us up on there. Hit us up. Just write to us if you want to, or just add us, DM us, or you can write to us at qk.jj@hotmail.com. I mean, there you go. It's simple.
That's simple. And the reason why we're saying that right now is to get into the next go around.
Yes. I hope you guys enjoyed last week. Mm-hmm. Just, I hope you're feeling esteemed and, you know, building yourself up. And self-esteem is something that once you figure it out and you get yours on that right path, and it's not too cocky, but it's not too, what do you want to call it, babe? Too
overly analyzed, ego?
No, because I already did cocky. So it's like on the other end of the spectrum, it's like dull, I guess.
Yeah, I guess we could use that.
So once you get that good pattern in between dull and cocky, I mean, it's you. You embrace it, you enjoy it, you live it, and that's your thing. And people will see that you're exuding that. It's not something that people will overlook, seriously.
And with that being said, why we push this out to make sure that you understand the power of self-esteem and keeping yourself uplifted as well, too. Mm-hmm. Our media absent news is going to start off with that. It's building, building, building. Where you start from is within, and then you'll see where it translates out.
Yes, work with what you have sometimes. If that's what you have, work with it and get it done. That's what we're doing. We're working with what we have right now and getting it done.
There you go. And with that being said, our first story is Miss Wanda James. She is the first Black woman to own a cannabis dispensary, and that would be medical cannabis dispensary.
I was just going to say, I hope she's the first of many. Mm-hmm. We need more and more and more of us, especially Black-owned. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk about that all the time. Black-owned.
Absolutely. And while we want to go ahead and shout out Ms. James today, we're going to go ahead and plug her straight in right now.
Yes.
You have to check out her website. It's www.simply, that's S, okay, I-M-P-L-Y, pure. Simply Pure, SimplyPure.com. Okay? Yeah. Please go check her out. And she also has a video where she allows you to walk with her along her journey in becoming one of many positive cannabis pioneers. She says that she never expected anyone to give her American dream. Obviously, when you go into this world, you have to take it. Mm-hmm. So she decided to gain in general. Mm-hmm. She took it. And all she needed was an even playing field, as many of us do. And she will have what she needs to take charge. I mean, herself along with her husband. I mean, they're serial entrepreneurs. They vowed several, and they own several restaurants over a 20-year span. And they have been very active in politics. So, yes. I mean, she's really gathering and pushing strong within her community. These are the type of individuals that we really need to keep as a stronghold. Mm-hmm. Miss Wanda, she ran for Congress when she was 30 years young. That was around 1996. They became aware of cannabis, and, you know, around that time, we should all know that arrest rates, especially for Black men or people of darker hue, you know, became rapid. And at that time, 800,000 people a year were arrested for simple possession, including her brother.
Yes.
Who was arrested in Texas for 4.5 ounces, you guys, of cannabis.
4.5 ounces.
And received a felony conviction. I really break this down, y'all. 4.5 ounces got this man.
Yes, but 4.5 ounces. Anyway, just.
Her brother was sentenced to 10 years in a maximum security prison. Okay.
10 years.
4.5 ounces of flower, of cannabis.
Yes.
Wanda says there is an obvious targeting of black and brown people for these minor offenses. Trying to get a job while you're black or brown is hard enough, but when you stick a conviction on their record, you are setting that person up for a lifetime of imprisonment. Mm-hmm. The zip code in America determines whether you are to jail or become a millionaire. I mean, that is why there are, that's why there's so many in the industry. To shed light on the issues surrounding social injustice. So really, to break that down, we have Miss Wanda James here. Mm-hmm. Okay, she's spent a periodic time of her lifespan to her community and to her work. Yep. She spent that within her community and has taken some losses, particularly dealing with her brother. Being stuck with a 10-year sentence in a maximum security prison over 4.5 ounces of cannabis. Why I'm doing this over again is because I want you all to get the picture here. Mind you, this happens every single day. But from this span, it's a light that we really need to really shine on. Like, it's a really, really bright light that all of us need to shine on, which is the social injustice that surrounds people of darker hue. And I want you to go check out Miss Wanda James and support this woman, because again, this is someone that's in the community. These are individuals that are in the community, and there's more people that's like her, but these are individuals that we need to gravitate towards, because it helps. No matter what it looks like and you're feeling behind it,
yes,
there's always going to be a helpful hand along the way. You don't know who's going to help bring you up.
Mm-hmm.
But you better be aware of these individuals.
Yes, your community is that base. We definitely have to buy back our communities and just make sure that we are working within it to make it better for each and every one of us.
Mm-hmm. And why I said that again, a zip code in America determines whether you go to jail or become a millionaire. There's some individuals that lived in certain zip codes that weren't set up to promote individuals into a stance of or a status of millionaire or success, whatever the case may be. But we should look at history and how we've seen certain individuals grow up in certain areas and how it has predominantly produced certain criteria of individuals, or it's produced certain groupings, certain characteristics, certain downfalls in communities. We should notice this. But yes. Our shout out this week, though, to yes. Bring this back up, the shout out this week.
Yes, all to go along with that positive message and that positive track of mind, I also wanted to, we wanted to shout out to Cherie Silver. She mm-hmm. is the 23-year young woman behind the choreography for Childish Gambino's This Is America video. I know everyone has pretty much seen that video. It's mm-hmm. very powerful. Mm-hmm. And her YouTube page is lit, and it makes you feel proud to have such a fellow queen such as herself that embraces the beauty of us and our culture and our melanin magic, if you will. She is originally from Rwanda and has choreographed in over 30 countries, okay? 30 countries, you guys. So just check out your fellow sister. Show her some love. She already feels it already, but I'm pretty sure that you can go there and just look at all the different videos, and she's dancing with friends and family and showing you how to do all the moves. It's something that y'all can really get into.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So we do want to shout out and thank you for that young pioneer entrepreneur.
Yes, 23, 30 countries.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness.
Keep that going. Keep that same energy going. Yes. That same positivity going. And we want to shout out to Malcolm and Denise Johnson. Mm-hmm. Why we want to shout these two out right here is they produced a new children's book series, and it features a strong black family with happy faces. Mm-hmm. And a committed father.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Y'all better be clapping right now.
Yes, because, you know, and a committed father. That's all we should have to say. And a committed father. There's so many different ways they try and present things and sway things a certain way and make it look.
Right.
But this is so positive. This is definitely what children need to see. They need to see a happy home.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to see that it's something that's done. It's everyday life, just like it is in other children's books.
Mm-hmm. And what they are calling, again, a movement to build strong, happy, confident children. Authors Malcolm and Denise M. Johnson are releasing a series of books that portray positive Black households with an active, committed father. Again, we have to say thank you.
Yes.
And continue to produce these type of positive outlooks and viewpoints. Because, one, it's easy to broadcast in front of our faces on a day-to-day basis. Specifically, I'm talking about our TV and the programming.
Yes.
But when you put a book in front of someone as well, too, that is a challenging aspect. This is how we all started as well, too. From a strong stance, you know, we were all verbal, of course, audio. Mm-hmm. I mean, depending on our learning paths and structures. But the reading and the fundamental skills that we have here in these authors bringing to life that a child can sit and read a book and they will find a mirror or a similarity that builds confidence, self-awareness, self-esteem. Mm-hmm. It brings a wholeness to that individual and you stay committed. You stay committed to that person's life and their upbringing. And we commend, just want to shout them out. I'm sorry. We want to shout them out for the wonderful building that they're doing. They're building. And
they're building from within because your mental, when you look and you see us, it's completely different.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely different seeing yourself on those pages and then seeing someone else on those pages.
And why we want to point that out too, you know, there are going to be, no matter how you look at it, different groupings for different individuals, and there's different viewpoints for different individuals as well, too.
Yes.
Okay. We want to bring as much positivity towards Black, brown, darker hue, all people in general, but specifically Black and brown people, darker hue people, because we are portrayed in such a negative viewpoint. And it starts when we are young.
Yes.
It starts when we are young.
Absolutely.
And again, the Johnsons, we do thank you.
Yes, really do appreciate it. Can't wait to see some of your books.
Yes.
Our next shout out goes to Michelle, E. Michelle Paul. Mm-hmm. She has developed Melanin Enterprise.
Yes.
And it is the Black professional social network that is designed to enhance the African American social networking experience by providing all-in-one features to meet all of our entrepreneurial, travel, and social needs.
Okay.
Melanin Enterprise, or ME, as you will see it on your app store, just ME, is a champion for Black-owned business. Black-owned, okay?
All right.
They recognize how necessary it is for our communities. For our communities. They recognize how necessary it is for our communities.
All right, now.
To the sustainability to build our own social network.
One more time. Because it's important. It's important.
Yeah, it is important. They recognize how necessary it is for our community's sustainability to build our social network that can conveniently connect conscious consumers to Black-owned businesses in our local neighborhood. You That's guys, beautiful. It can't beautiful. Get any easier than downloading a little app.
Mm-hmm.
Not a little, because this is a big app compared to all the other apps. It's a big, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Download the app.
Yep.
And, I mean, it's right there. You're going to turn your location. Yeah. It's going to show you where you need to go. Literally walk you there. You'll see the reviews. Mm-hmm. I've already downloaded it on my phone, and it was very easy, very simple. And it already has me connected with businesses in the area. If you have a business, you can put it on there as well.
Boom.
So, I mean,
it's right there.
Do you want to...
How much space do you have? Data.
Exactly.
Data. Clear your data. If you don't have enough space, clear your data. I'm serious. Hey, y'all.
Yeah, squeeze that sucker in there. Because what app needs to be on your phone more than this one? Everyone is always saying, well, I don't know where the black-owned businesses are. Well, guess what? Now you have no excuse. It's right there in your face. Right there in your palm of your hand. Staring you in the face.
And again, if you have an issue with data,
get it together.
Get it together now.
Get it together. Delete some apps. You know you don't use. I'm not going to, you know, plug anybody's app right now, but you know you don't use. You know, there's a couple of them.
For some of them apps, you know.
You know you don't use.
Yeah.
You know you don't use.
You probably got a double calendar app somewhere. Some of y'all, go ahead, check in there. Y'all probably got two calendar apps or another app y'all don't need.
Or if you got your phone switched over, you still got your old phone services applications in there.
Let me stop going there.
And you can delete some of those. That's all I'm going to say. I had to finish my thoughts. I don't want to leave anyone out there trying to figure out what the end of my tip was. Delete those old apps from your old service, okay?
Please and thank you. We appreciate you doing it.
Yes.
And we do want to have another shout out as well to Dwayne Johnson.
Yes, Dwayne. I hope you...
People gonna think that we're talking about The Rock.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's true. That's true. No, it's not him, y'all.
We're not talking about The Rock.
It's not him, y'all.
But this man right here, we about to talk about, bro. Okay, he's held it down stronger than The Rock. I tell you that much, bro.
Yep.
Harder. I'm telling you. Listen to this now. Mr. Dwayne Johnson. He is a former groundskeeper who is now terminally ill, and he recently won a $289 million lawsuit. Okay. He recently won this large sum of money after jurors concluded that his cancer was caused by monostos? I believe so. It's a popular weed killer. Roundup. Y'all know the one. When you go into the store, you'll see it. You can be far back away from it now, but you'll see it. Not throw him completely underneath the bus. But this man, is terminally ill because of this Roundup weed killer. And that the company actually hid the product's health hazards. Now, of course, this verdict is now one of several other cases made against the company. But we want to make this known first and foremost. For someone that is just trying to take care of themselves, their family, working day to day,
yes,
try and make ends meet, whatever the case may be, okay? This man is terminally ill, sick, bruh. Because a company decided that they were not going to be responsible, yes, about their product. Why I said that, whenever you go into a business, particularly when you're purchasing anything that's going to pertain to your health, it's best to, one, read the back of it. And this is not funny, but if you cannot read, get someone around you that you trust. And have
Please
them read it for you.
Someone that you trust. Yes. Please,
seriously, get someone around you that you trust. If you cannot read, and have them read what's going on.
Yes. If it's comprehension, you guys, like, it's Google. Google is right there, and they break so many things down. So just take it word by word, like we do sometimes, and just break it down,
mm-hmm,
so you can find the source. Go ahead, baby.
All I know is when you take the time to read over any product pertaining to your health, mm-hmm, you're going to find some things in there that you can look up and the chemicals. And you'll see that they're not going to be too positive for your body.
Yes.
Unfortunately, this man on a day-to-day basis was simply doing his job using this chemical, and now he is sick. No amount of money, of course, I pointed that out, that he, you know, won X amount of money, but no amount of money can bring his health back. Mm-hmm. It is for us to be aware the next time we go out, any products pertaining to putting inside of your body, mm-hmm. whether that's putting that onto your food, whether that's a gardening aspect, whatever mm-hmm. the case may be, if you're cleaning around your household, okay? Just be careful of the chemicals that are on the back, please. Just yes. read it, follow through. I know, you know, some of the other chemicals or whatever the case may be might be a little bit more expensive. Mm-hmm. Just read on the back what you're getting, because some of the stuff you can still find bleach that's only $1. Yes. Okay, you can still find chemicals and things like that that's $1 if you go to yes. certain stores.
The Dollar Tree yeah. has been my safe haven. Since I was a kid, since I figured it out. And you would get $5, you'd get 5 things. That's about as simple as it is. You mm-hmm. know, some help with tax. You know, you can mm-hmm. squeeze 25 cents out of your parents. But either way, there are ways to make things work. There are coupons that you can... Anytime you want to try a product as well, and this is another tip that I'm just throwing out there. Anytime you want to try a product and... you're not sure if you're going to enjoy it or not, you can buy the product and use it or use a portion of it and then call the company and give them feedback. Let them know how you felt about the product. And they will 9 times out of 10 send you a replacement or send you some compensation so you can use another product or try a different product out. Or you can just contact them before you even buy the product and ask them for coupons off. Do you have $1 or $2 off coupon so I'm not spending all my money towards this product that I don't know that I'm just wanting to try? Mm-hmm. Or ask for samples. You never know. Just always ask. Open up your mouth. Ask, because you never know.
That's true. But to make sure that I said that correctly, stay away from Monsanto's. Popular weed killer Roundup, please. Monsanto's, that's spelled Monsantos, until they go ahead and get those chemicals mm-hmm. corrected on the back so they're not messing up anyone's health. Please stay yes. away, you all.
And everybody has Roundup around their house. We see this all the time mm-hmm. because they claim it's quick, it's easy. Now they have the easy bottle where you have the little spray nozzle.
Be careful of your health. Yeah, be careful. Careful your health, y'all. Now, we're going to also shout out Senator Jesse Hamilton.
Yes, mm-hmm. who said that a woman called the cops on him for handing out flyers. Handing out flyers, a woman called the cops on him in his own district, all right? So now he's introducing a bill that would criminalize calling 911 on people of color with a false report of a crime.
Oh, now stop there. Hold on. I think we done broke this news and people a little too fast. Okay? You heard it correctly. Mm-hmm. So, I'm sure y'all seen all the memes out there of everybody wanting to go ahead and call the cops. Okay? Yeah. I don't care what you want to name these individuals. All right?
Call the papa.
Exactly. Thank you. We want to thank Senator Jesse Hamilton.
Yes. Thanks. Seriously. Because this is... Yes, this should have happened a little bit sooner, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. but they got to wait until they build up. It has to happen a couple times, you know, before mm-hmm. they really want to move stuff around. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about this prior, you guys. We're not going to go into all this mm-hmm. again, but you know, y'all know.
Yes. But the reason why we want to pertain to this story the same way that we introduced our fellow queen earlier, which was Miss Wanda James, mm-hmm. the same way that her brother was pretty much introduced into our criminal justice system over 4 hours. Exactly. But the reason for this story right here and why he's introducing a bill that will criminalize calling 911 on people of color with a false report is because our civil rights are being violated. And pertaining to him that day, his civil rights were violated. And other people, again, civil rights are being violated. Mm-hmm. And we have to make sure that people understand that you cannot call the police on someone who isn't doing anything wrong. I repeat.
Okay.
Your civil rights are being violated.
Yes.
When someone suspects you or they think that you are doing anything wrong without providing necessary details, without providing necessary, help me, babe, without providing necessary,
details? You already said details, though.
Come on, y'all know.
Information.
Information, okay?
Information.
General. Okay?
Take the time to think about it.
Without...
I'm sorry.
Shout out to Baba Dick Gregory.
R.I.P. Baba Gregory.
Shout out. But if without a without a doubt.
Yes.
Okay. Without a doubt, someone does not have overall, okay, that they can prove that you are violating a crime. Okay? Mm-hmm. That you are violating.
Yes, without a doubt.
Without a doubt. Okay.
Can't just be black or brown.
Please.
That's not a crime because I can't do nothing about this skin I'm in.
Thank you. Love the skin you're in with that. All right. It's a violation of your civil rights when someone calls the police on you and you're doing nothing wrong.
But being black or brown.
And over the past months, we have all witnessed the numerous 9/11s, calls, the report crimes. And they're not actually crimes.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to, again, shout out Senator Jesse Hamilton.
Yes.
Because we're happy that something is now being done about this. And it's a great start. And we want to be behind these individuals again. Because
yes.
These individuals tie in all together. Be behind these individuals. Because how you gonna call the cops on somebody? And in his own district, though.
Passing out flyers,
bruh,
though.
You mean to tell me?
How is he gonna hurt somebody? You gonna give him a paper cut across the neck?
I guess.
Oh, buddy.
I guess.
Okay.
But, again, we just want to shout out these individuals that are doing and moving in the right direction so we can get behind them, so we can go ahead and correct a lot of mistakes that are happening. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Keep working hard. Keep striving hard. We're going to give our roses to those that are still around and not when they're gone. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. And to lead into that, y'all already know what time it is.
Exactly. Honesty and smile pledge. To the best of our knowledge.
We will be honest without compromising ourselves or any parties
who wish to take part.
Mm-hmm.
Doing your own research is a necessity.
Check your emotions at the door and embrace pure facts. Most importantly,
remember to always smile.
Because you have the weapon of knowledge. All right.
Yes, you guys.
And the inspiration, that black inspiration, positive energy today, yes, is
that positive energy rolling is MLK Jr. himself. He has granted us some quotes from himself and we are going to deliver them to you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I refuse to accept the view that mankind is so tragically bound to the starless midnight of racism and war, that the bright daybreak of peace and brotherhood can never become a reality. I believe that an unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final word.
Hmm.
MLK Jr.
And of course,
Colin Houston.
We had to follow up with another one, W.E.B. Du Bois.
Yes.
The cost of liberty is less than the price of repression.
Gone too soon.
We're going to hit that one up one more time. The cost of liberty is less than the price of repression.
And that's just simply because you are going out of your way. I just had to say that.
Mm.
that you're just going out of your way to repress people when you can just, everybody could be getting cake. We could be eating pie, eating cake all together and bread. We could all be doing it together.
I don't even go to bakeries like that, but you
okay.
know.
Okay, yes, you know. Exactly. I don't even frequent that. Yeah, I'm just saying we could get this cake together and slice it and eat it together in equal parts. We make...
Straight carbs.
Anyway.
Straight carbs.
Yeah.
All
not,
day.
I'm not going to get started.
I know. It's all right.
So, you guys, this episode is about respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Most importantly, respecting yourself and your ability, your worth, and your power. It's a welcoming place to be.
Yes.
You cannot subscribe to such a demand if you're not willing to accept every aspect of it. Yes, you may have a sense of purpose, but you have to spread that same sense of purpose to others around you as well. No one is going to respect you if you do not respect yourself, and you have to respect others if you expect respect as well. You have to respect others if you expect respect as well.
Now, we do not want to take this time to tell you.
We do want.
To oh, we
take
do?
This, yes, we do oh, we want do. To take this
oh,
time.
Oh, my bad.
We do.
See,
we do.
See,
D-O. We
see, there
do.
We go. Do.
Do.
Do. Don't miss it now. This
do.
Is important.
Do. 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 Do.
This
do.
Is important
we
now.
We do want to take this time. We do want to take this time.
All right. Now, we do want to take this time to tell you.
Our esteemed listeners.
Yes. We never want you to feel as though we are forcing any views on you or talking at you, okay? We are simply here trying to spread knowledge we wish we had, I mean, at an earlier time. Let's all just keep it out front, okay?
Yes.
We want the information to be comprehensive, but never an obligation. We appreciate all of you who continue on this journey with us as we grow. We only hope that you grow as well. I mean,
yes.
We just want to take it all back to R-E-S-P-E-C-T, you guys.
Yes, respect. Okay? It's a noun, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
A feeling of deep admiration for someone or something.
Mm-hmm.
Elicited by their abilities, qualities, and achievements. Or it could be a verb. Admiring someone or something deeply as a result of their abilities, qualities, or achievements.
Mm.
And you know we're going to have to touch on the etymology of respect.
Yes. The etymology and the origin, if we're taking this to Latin, that would go back to re, which is back. Also, the Latin, specere. It's been a while since I've went back to my Latin, you all. Specere. And that is to look at. So, re. Back, and then we do have specere, S-P-E-C-E-R, that is to look at. Now, to completely put that together, look back at or regard. Now, I'm not talking about the two chains, look back at it. No.
I couldn't help but say that too in my mind, but I didn't want to throw everything off track. I'm sorry you said that. It's better now.
but to move that along, when you put that into Latin, respectus, R-E-S-P-E-C-T-U-S, respectus, and how we bought that today in Middle English, respect. But then it was to look back at or regard, okay?
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, it's important to be kind, be polite to everyone you're in contact with throughout the day. Now, I know everyone's not going to like you, but at least try to output exactly. some positive energy, okay?
Exactly, because at least you tried.
Exactly, and making sure that it's consistent. Like they said, just make sure you try. Make sure it's consistent. But whether it is your spouse, it's someone at the grocery store, try to be a warm person. Even on your bad days, and I'm sure that sounds easier said than done, again.
All right? Again.
And the key here is that you will receive what you give out. Once your channel is repetitive energy, you will see obvious patterns or a obvious pattern in general. Now, we all know it can be difficult to control certain facial expressions, but when you are trying to gain respect, your poker face is a key element. And not rolling your eyes or talking over someone can be hard, a little bit of a hard habit to break, a little bit harder for others than some, you know. But you have to be patient. And consistency, you will definitely achieve your goal. Stay consistent, be patient, and you will achieve your goal.
Absolutely.
Listening is an active process as well, not a passive one. If you often foster an environment of respect, listening to people will turn to, let me just bring this back, okay? If you often foster an environment of respectful listening, people will turn to you for advice or just a shoulder to lean on.
Yes, everybody wants that.
Lean on me.
I'm not going to go there. I saved my voice vocals for another day, you guys.
Now, this will give people the impression that you are useful. Mm-hmm. And being useful in a person's life can make you feel needed. And we all want to feel needed.
Yes, that's what we strive for, okay? To feel needed.
Exactly. And you have to be willing to lend a hand whenever it's needed. Now, predicting a person's request can make you seem proactive and a responsible person, and all characteristics of a well-respected individual.
Mm-hmm. Now, we all know that providing your services for those around you out of good faith can be taxing, but you can always dial back and take on what you can handle. What you don't want to do is get in the habit of making excuses, okay? No one likes excuses. Just own your mistakes and be honest with yourself and those around you. If you learn to own your decisions, no matter what the outcome, it allows time for you to reflect on how you can handle that situation different in the future, and so on. And you never just want to make sure that you handle that situation different in the future and move on and make sure to never dwell as well. I do want to put that out there because you can't dwell on things if you're dwelling on something that you didn't learn from it. So learn from it so you can, you know, move on, not dwell.
Now, I'm sure they've heard of the count to 10 rule.
Yes. Count to 10 or count from 10. I'm pretty sure you've heard something about 10. For channeling your anger. Mm-hmm. And most people use this rule to contain or alter their anger. And if it works for you, great. But if not, there are many other things that you can do to channel your anger and refocus it elsewhere.
Okay.
A well-respected person has trained themselves to slow to anger, remaining calm and in control of any situation. Be slow to anger and try not to hold grudges. They only hurt you. That other person has moved on. Trust me. No one is perfect, but learning to perfect certain characteristics and turning them into habits can be as easy as you're willing to make it.
That's true. And most importantly, always be open to change. Being a stubborn spirit will leave you stagnant. Evolving into a greater being includes change, and you have to continuously make an effort to grow as a person. Learn something new every day. Try something different, whether it's food or an activity. Reevaluate yourself along the way, but always congratulate yourself with energy and with every growing step that you take, make that more of a positive and beautiful energy of your beautiful self or your handsome self or of you, of just exactly who you are. Okay?
Yes.
Keep that.
All that in there.
Keep that. Look at yourself in the mirror. Look at it.
Yes. Wink at yourself.
Wink at yourself.
How you doing?
Smile. And I'm sure a lot of you are probably thinking, well, I don't have to do all of that to be respected. And, well, just to think, I guess. I mean, you know, that's your opinion. But just think, too, and figure, figure of success you admire or aspire to be. I mean, just think of any figure that you hold to a admiring or you just aspire in general. Evaluate the characteristics that they do or they do not have. And I'm not saying compare yourself to the other person, but just think of the characteristics that we're looking for, because characteristics show differently with each person, but there are some similarities to there as well. And then think of how many people respect them. What do they respect them for? Why are they respected? And then you will be surprised to know a lot of them have perfected certain characteristics that they've noticed people have gravitated towards. Self-research is key.
Yes, you guys do. Self-research, that is a key element, and we tell you all the time, self-research is key.
And another key, we got a plug today for the commercial, y'all. Yes. Yeah, y'all gonna like this one. Let's hit it. Hey, this is for them student loans.
Yes.
This is for them student loans. Hey. If you got student loans with Sally Mae or Freddie Mac, don't be mad. You better pay them student loans. You better student loans.
Shoot, hey. Get yourself on a consolidation plan, okay?
And pay them student loans. Hey, yes. And pay them student loans.
Everybody told me to go to college, but what they didn't tell me was how to pay these student loans off.
Exactly.
They didn't tell me that I was going to have to pay them off. They said, "Oh, just give financial aid. It'll be fine. Just get financial aid." That's all everyone kept saying. Just get financial aid. And then you see financial aid kind of has to be paid towards the end, you know, and they still require some out-of-pocket funds at the college as well.
They should know.
So I'm just saying.
Folks should know.
The student loan thing, it's a huge epidemic. Like, our parents just got finished paying off their student loans for real.
And some people's parents, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Some people, parents died, and they're still paying on their student loans.
Facts, that actually...
That is a fact. Bruh,
that's facts. Y'all do y'all research, that's facts.
Okay? These are facts.
There are people paying for other people's loans, and they already gone from here, yo. Yes, facts,
okay? So, like, this wasn't supposed to be funny or anything. This is more serious than anything, but just do your research. Figure out a way to get it down to something you can manage, something where it will help you build your credit as well, because there are certain moves that you're trying to make when you have those on your credit. Oh, my goodness. I would love to do an episode too, babe, like about financial literacy and things like that. We get some experts on here. That would be nice in the future.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Because we're going to get you guys hooked up. We're going to give out some concrete, nice advice to where we can get you guys moving and shaking and get everything done.
But the first step is, and why I know, it, and again, it came off funny, but if you need to start this off, it's best for you to start off a payment plan, some way, shape, or form. Because what you don't want to do is hold your own self up.
Yes, but that is only a temporary fix. That payment plan is only a temporary fix. You do have to figure out some way you're going to go about eventually paying it off. Sometimes they don't require you to pay everything off.
And ask questions.
Exactly. Always ask questions. But some of those places that will consolidate it will have you paying like $10 a month all the way up until your kids have kids. So, I mean, just weigh your options and what you can deal with. That's a topic.
All we got to say is, if you happen to be in this field, and it's rough, and a lot of people are, okay?
Yes.
All right. And a lot of people go to school because, again, traditional routes, you want, you know, do something better your life too, and it comes with debts, okay? Some others, if you are a person out there that don't owe, good for you. Yes. Help us out.
Okay.
And help us out.
Yes.
Man.
Write us. Write us. Tell us how you got there. Exactly. If you're somebody who just paid them off, tell us how you got there. Mm-hmm. Tell us everything we need to know.
So we can help others.
Yeah. So we can help others and pass that information along. Mm-hmm. Because it is very important. Absolutely. Very, very important. And we're going to get into our love topic, you guys. The love sack, you guys. So we didn't really feel that we needed a love topic for this episode because it's implied.
Pretty much.
With our topic of respect, you know, you should know.
Respect that yourself.
Do-do-do-do-do. I
can't
with you.
Whatever you do. Ooh, ow. Y'all know y'all like it, son. This is what makes it original. Keep checking in because you get that original feeling. You don't get this nowhere else. Where you get this else?
QK, JJ.
Exactly.
That's the only place.
Exactly. Only place you get that here. Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh, babe. I can't with you right now. So just make sure that you guys respect yourself. Take that extra time out for yourself that you keep neglecting. We all know that there's been times where you're like, oh, well, I'm going to give myself a bubble bath, you know, and do this and do that. Mm-hmm. Take that time. Lock the kids outside. Give them a couple bucks. Tell them to go to the pool, something. And, you know, put the dog where you put dogs. And then enjoy your bubble bath. You know, something. You know, just do your normal routine. I'm not going to tell you how to take your bubble bath. I'm not going to tell you how I take my bubble baths. But just saying, make that time for yourself. Clip those nails that you've been trying to get clipped. Mm-hmm. Go tend to yourself. Give yourself a facial. Take the time out. Take the time out for yourself, okay? Mm-hmm. And sometimes it is all right and it's perfectly fine to be selfish, okay? If it comes to your mental and your spiritual health, you have to learn to be comfortable in being selfish sometimes. I don't mean do this all the time. Doesn't mean kick your kids out every time and put the dog where the dog go every time. Mm-hmm. But at least start off once a month, you know, then once a week. And then each day you'll find a little window of time for yourself to devote to nothing but yourself.
That's true. Because not everything is meant for everyone.
Yes, absolutely.
That's true. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But remember to always do what now?
Relax.
And do calm it down. Woosah, Brother yes. Martin. Woosah.
Remain calm. Yes, exactly. Because taking time for yourself in this busy world can seem selfish, but you will see that the release at the very end is 1,000% worth it. Mm-hmm. I promise you.
And with that being said, this goes straight into our lessons now.
Mm-hmm. Our lessons.
And it's not always about you.
That's our lesson.
I'm sorry. Yeah, because that came off wild.
That came off wrong. He shouldn't have introduced it like that.
I did.
Okay, so you guys, we're done our love topic. Close that book. We're going to open up another book. Next section is our lessons.
The lessons.
And we're specifically saying that
it's not always about you. I'm sorry, y'all.
Yes, but that's kind of exactly what it is, you know? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
It sounds crazy with us saying respect yourself, but then at the same time, we're running you straight into it's not always about you. And this is another key in life, and pay attention. Half of the battles you create are not even about you. Acknowledging that will make life
easy.
Okay, it will make life a lot easier. And we are taught to analyze and overanalyze too. And this causes us to play out every scenario possible in our head. And they are just that. Scenarios, y'all. Okay. Now, that's not to take away from, that's not to add to, just keep it exactly what it is. It's a scenario. All right, and you have no clue as to what took place before you got there and who they are mad at, or even if they are mad at all, okay?
Right, or even if they are mad in the first place, exactly. So it's easy to assume that there's an issue or a problem, but simply asking and questioning the situation at hand can smooth things over. That person will probably really just be relieved that you even asked. Trust and believe. So I was trying to think of like an example where this would apply to like better help you just understand exactly what we mean by it's not about you, because it's not a negative thing. It's mm-hmm. just we create so many different things in our head when we interact with someone or we'll see someone and we'll just assume something, and mm-hmm. we just simply need to open up dialogue and let that person know, hey, you know, are you good? Is everything fine? You know, I don't think you really want to tell a person you don't look good, but, you know, I just wanted to make sure you were good. I was just checking on you.
You're right. And you know what? I think a good one is, it's one thing to have the information and then another thing to assume the information.
Yes.
With that being said, when it comes to the truth, or you're looking for the truth, mm-hmm. it does not have to be validated by one's ignorance. And I'm just going to put that into an overall classification and summarization of what we're doing here. Mm-hmm. The reality is, respect yourself. At the same time, you will be given that same energy. With that being said, when we initiate certain confrontations or engage in certain communications as well, what we do is overanalyze, or sometimes we think that that battle has to predominantly deal with us. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we don't understand that the other side or the other power or possibly the other consciousness is not even focused on you, mm-hmm. nor the issue that you're bringing about. Simply being said, we can over-establish or over-scenarioize or analyze in general different scenarios. Excuse me. We can over-analyze different scenarios, and we can play them out so many times in our head that we'll end up believing the wrong one mm-hmm. instead of the factual one, or the one that causes us to just look at the truth instead of believing in our ignorance. Mm-hmm. Carrying out this motion and this process gets us to a faster place than where we previously set ourselves to be. With that being said, respect yourself, but please don't think that every situation that you're pushing yourself into requires you to overthink or overanalyze that it's totally about you.
Yes.
And what yes. you end up realizing is that when you stop putting yourself in the middle of things, you start to see everything that's around you.
Yes. I think I have a good example. Mm-hmm. So, okay, say you're walking somewhere.
Okay.
And there's a guy there.
Okay.
And you walk past the guy and he's like, oh, hey, how you doing? You know, just give him the usual, not right now, or just keep it moving. Then he's like, man, you ain't that cute, no way. See, this is an example mm-hmm. where it's not about you.
Okay.
He's not mad at you, and yeah. he's not saying you're not cute anyway, mm-hmm. anyway.
Right.
He's literally, what you don't know is that he's just mad because he thought he had a chance at somebody who looked like his ex-girlfriend that he's trying to reconnect with.
Or maybe we didn't go into this scenario, and we're going to throw this out. Maybe we didn't think about the opportune chance that how many other young ladies that apparently he tried to holler at kept saying,
mm-hmm.
nah. So in his mind, you know, he probably just reading over again, you know, what's going on? Then it just hit him like, son, you're not even cute anyway. You know, like, you see,
just hit him out of the blue.
Like, son, like, he'd rather get that off first before it translates back to him.
Oh my God.
And then.
But that's what I'm saying too. Like, he saw a girl that looked like his ex-girlfriend or something and was like, well, I got a chance with her. I'm going to show my ex. Boom, boom, boom. And then she turned him down, messed up his whole plan. And now he's like, all right, well, you know, I ain't cute then anyway. When he know that, we all know that they lying. But I like your thing too, because that was funny as well.
I mean, possibly.
I'm trying to just.
We didn't go to the next scenario either.
Yeah. Okay. What's the next one?
He probably saw Shorty coming down the way or whatever. You know, we're gonna revert it back again. Mm-hmm. And he probably saw her outfit or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. And she probably gave him the ones and twos. And he said, you're not even cute anyway. So the man, he could be a fashion police dude. You don't even know.
Or he could be like, how the heck she get that shirt when I was trying to get that same shirt last
week? Exactly. To match my shoes, which we happen to have the same. You ain't even cute anyway. Yes. So he's not even mad at the fact of what you look like. He's just mad what you got on.
So what it's really sounding like is our people are battling with inside themselves.
Facts.
And we just happen to be there along the ride.
Facts.
That is what it's sounding like to me.
Bro, we didn't even go to the next scenario.
What's the next scenario, babe? Run it to me.
Bro, he probably saw and then saw himself.
Yes.
And then when she said, he stopped and he said, you're not even cute anyway. And Ja looked at himself, bro. Mm-hmm. And was
talking
like,
to himself in the mirror.
Didn't even see it.
Man in the mirror.
Yeah, I'm still.
That's what you were about to say, wasn't it? I already knew it was a cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger.
Oh my God. But you guys get it. People are literally battling within themselves. Just always remember that. Next time you meet somebody, you walk up and they're just like,
all right, you know what? Because that scenario, too, could have probably played around. All right, so you somewhere, and you purchasing something, right?
Yes.
And we've all had this happen, all right? You go somewhere, and you mm-hmm. purchasing something, and the machines aren't open, so you got to deal with a real-life human.
Yes, you're like, dang, so you're already blown, and that person, you don't want to go deal with the person in line in the first place. Facts. So don't get mad at me,
facts.
You know?
Facts. But that person, you know, they probably not having a good day. They probably just have someone else done thrown some smelly fish on the counter or whatever. Cake.
Exactly. Got sprayed all over them. Cracked the screen. You feel me? Thin glass screen.
Exactly. And then you came with the positive energy. How you doing today? And they like...
Yes, sometimes, and for real, and I'm glad you said that, babe, too, because that made me think about something, too. Sometimes people don't even want all that positive energy around them.
That sounds crazy.
Get that shit from around here.
That sounds crazy.
Get it from around here.
That sounds crazy, bruh.
But it is facts. It is straight up facts, okay? Because I go around every day trying to be happy as possible, and it only takes one person to snap me out, and I'm just like, okay, mm-hmm, all right, mm-hmm. So, sometimes people don't even want you to be happy, but don't let nobody take your joy, okay?
That's true.
And it's not about you, but babe, go ahead, go in your scenario, I'm sorry, I had to.
So, along with that next scenario, okay, and again, you could have someone, it could be a young man at the counter or whatever, mm-hmm. All right? You know, and he could probably been working there for I don't know how long, whatever the case may be. I'm just throwing out scenarios out there. I'm just saying, you try to come with positive energy. Bruh, the man's only working probably good 20 hours, bruh.
Exactly. I'm being barely minimum wage.
I'm being dead serious because there's real live people out there that's going through some real live stuff.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate. And again,
it's not about you.
It's not about you. Even though that
don't take it personal.
Exactly. Even though those individuals that you're running into and you might want to spread the positive energy. And we're just giving you, again, out mm-hmm. there scenarios, but it happens on a daily basis. Just be aware that there are certain people out there that, they're trying out there, bro. They're trying. Mm-hmm. Everybody's trying in different ways, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Trying. And you might come with some real, positive energy. Like, after this, your self-esteem all up. So I'm about to go out there, and you might run across somebody, like, hey! And they might, bro, what? Take your happy somewhere else, bro. Like,
exactly. People, you don't take all that happy somewhere.
It's not like they don't appreciate it. It's just at that time was...
They didn't need it.
They didn't need it. It happens. It happens,
yes,
bro.
Yes. Oh,
it
my
sounds
God.
Wild, but yes, it happens. It and happens. You know what? If it hasn't happened to you, you the person.
Yes. Yes. You the person mad. That they coming over all happy and excited. The sky is blue and you're just like, no, it's red, okay?
It's red.
It's red and it's been red. It's always gonna be red. It's gonna be black tomorrow. Okay.
But I'm just keeping it funky with you. And if you laughed at that, that's what you need. That yes. switch. That switch in energy when you're feeling down, when you're feeling bad, build your self-esteem up, you'll gain your respect back. When you get your respect at a higher standard, you'll feel better about yourself. That positive energy translates differently. Mm-hmm. Just that quickly, in that short period of time, you have to understand how quickly you can change your outlook. And if you still mad, shame on you.
Exactly.
Okay? If you still mad,
look at
yourself in the mirror.
Wink at yourself.
Exactly.
Relax. It's not that deep.
And if you don't like that, you wasn't cute anyway. So it's... I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going too far. But regardless.
Yes. You get what we're coming with.
You get where we are coming from.
This is all love advice. And if you don't get that tough love from anybody who's giving you advice, then they're not shooting it to you straight. Because that's just straight up. I appreciate when people are honest with me. And, of course, anybody who is going to experience someone telling them something a little bit off the very first time, you're going to be a little taken aback. Like, okay, hold up.
Yeah.
Hold on. Is this an attack? Right. You know?
Right.
But you will learn slowly but surely that tough love is the best thing that could ever happen to you. Mm-hmm. And especially if you listen to this and you black or brown, you know tough love.
Not abusive love.
That is all. Yes.
Not abusive love. Now,
not abusive love.
There's a fine line here that we're just,
but yes.
Tough.
Uh-huh.
Not abusive. Okay. Yes. All right. Yes. R.I.P. Joe Jackson, okay?
Oh, my God.
We're not
no.
talking.
No.
That's what I said.
No. Oh, my gosh, you guys.
Hey, but you see that tough love.
Yes.
I'm not talking about abusive love.
Yes.
Tough love. Drives people.
Yes.
It drives people.
All
right.
We all have that family member that has never given us a hug a day in our lives, but we love that family member. Okay.
Why I said that Joe Jackson. I'm sorry. Why I said that Joe Jackson right there. There's a movie about Michael Jackson. And I'm not talking about the one where Flex Washington was playing
No, you're doing it again.
I'm talking about the Jackson. It was a movie that came out in this show when they were young. Younger, and it was a specific moment where where all of the kids, like, they were doing good for themselves, new house and everything. Y'all probably saw this joint, but one, it was two times where Joe really made me laugh in that movie. The first one was the mouse, and Michael Jackson had this mouse that was in the house that he played with called Mr. Mouse. So Joe, as a normal dad, said, you're going to get rid of that mouse. Put out the mouse traps. So, you know, Michael Jackson as a little kid, he wants to play with a mouse. What do you end up finding? A dead mouse.
Mm.
So he goes tell the dad, oh my God. Mind you, they're like sleep. It's about good. You know, your kids running to y'all. Your kid is early in the morning. What you want? You know, the mouse is dead. You know what Joe said to him as a young kid? We got him and rolled back over and fell right back to sleep.
That is tough
That's
love.
That's tough love right there.
That is tough love right
tough
there.
Tough love. Now, the abusive love in that movie was when, again, this is the movie I saw, was when they all were successful, new house and everything, okay? The kids fell asleep.
Mm.
They all do that day, apparently. The kids was in the pool, all right? Kids fell asleep midnight or whatever. Joe Jackson go outside, sees towels hanging on the edge of the pool. Towels are inside the pool. Oh, I'm gonna beat these kids. You know what, son? They wanna have these towels in the pool. That's abusive, okay? When all that tough love goes a little too far, that's abusive. But the one about the mouse, all right, he just let it be known. It's either gonna be us or that mouse, son. And we got him.
You can't have both.
Can't have both.
Funny.
We got him.
You are funny. You know how many people probably gonna go back and watch that
watch
movie just to see those
that.
Two parts?
Watch that. All
right. It's probably playing on loop on BT right now.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God. You are too funny.
Thank you for sticking it with us too if you
yes.
made it this long.
If you made
really
it this far, yes.
It's good content that we try to bring you. And we're wrapping it up.
Yes, you guys, that is not all, but it is all for now.
Again, remember to write to us at qk.jj@hotmail.com.
Yes, follow us on Instagram at qkjj. Rate, review, subscribe.
And embrace the facts. Conduct your own research because,
to the best of our knowledge,
we will be honest without compromising ourselves or any parties who wish to take part. Doing your own research
is a necessity. Uh-huh. Check your emotions at the door and embrace pure facts.
Most importantly, remember to always smile because you have the weapon of
knowledge.
Till next time,
Queen Jam
and King Jerry out. You already know.